As a general rule for health and performance, I recommend drinking 30 milliliters or 1 fluid ounce of water per kilogram of lean body mass per day. In addition, athletes need to consume an extra 1 or 2 liters of water to compensate for elevated body temperature and lost fluids. This will keep the body well hydrated, reduce fatigue, and prevent a tremendous number of sports injuries. Energy, strength, and stamina are composites of true health and lasting performance. These virtues embody the principal objectives of all athletes. And as the science of sports nutrition continues to evolve, thousands of active men and women are slowly but surely developing an understanding of biological medicine, optimum nutrition, and the intelligent use of dietary supplements. Water and its effect on exercise performance are crucial to understand. During strenuous or prolonged physical activity, the body content of all body compartments decreases as a result of fluid loss through sweating and insensible water loss from the lungs, especially at high altitude. A 2% loss of body weight via water loss can greatly reduce exercise capacity. That's why everyone who works out or plays any sport needs to prehydrate, hydrate during the event, and rehydrate afterwards with filtered, clean, pure H2O. The average adult human body consists of approximately 42 liters of water, about 60%, but like the earth itself, 70% is ideal. This also reflects the percentage of water in our bodies when we are born from the ocean of the womb. About 28 liters make up intracellular fluid, 14 liters comprise extracellular fluid and vascular plasma, blood, and lymph. Dehydration refers to water loss leading to hypo or low hydration. Rehydration is the process of adding water from a state of hypohydration towards euhydration. Now don't get confused. Euhydration is what we call a normal state of body water content. It's the absence of absolute or relative hydration or dehydration. Exceeding euhydration can lead to hyperhydration and a phenomenon known as exercise-related hyponatremia. Hyponatremia is caused by a gross electrolyte-free water overload and occurs when the serum sodium concentration in the body falls below 10 millimoles per liter. Obviously, hyperhydration is much less common than dehydration. The regulation of body fluids and electrolytes depends on a variety of hormonal factors, including antidiuretic hormone, the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone mechanism, and atrial natriuretic peptides. During prolonged exercise, electrolyte and water status is determined by sweat loss and counteracting renal water and sodium-saving mechanisms, which are mediated by sympathetic nerve activity, elevated plasma aldosterone, and antidiuretic hormone concentrations. Performance impairment in athletes, soldiers, and laborers has been observed at 1% dehydration. This is equivalent to a water loss of about 600 to 800 milliliters. A 2% loss of body weight via water loss can greatly reduce exercise capacity, and greater than 7% can lead to complete body collapse. Cognitive function and performance is also adversely affected by fluid and water loss. The adverse effects of hypohydration on performance occur via impairment of the thermoregulatory and cardiovascular systems. Except under resting conditions, thirst is not recognized as a sufficient stimulus for fluid replacement. The thirst center is located in a region of the brain called the hypothalamus. When cells in the hypothalamus are stimulated by rising osmotic pressure of the extracellular fluid, they produce the sensation of thirst. Voluntary fluid intake in response to thirst replaces only up to 56% of sweat loss, as observed and measured in controlled clinical studies. Rehydration depends on gastric emptying and intestinal absorption. Volume, tonicity, pH, temperature, electrolyte content, and calorie density of the beverage, as well as external ambient temperature and exercise intensity, all affect gastric emptying rate. Most people can empty no more then 1,000 milliliters of fluid from the stomach during each hour of exercise, whereas 2 or 3 liters of fluid may easily be lost from the body in sweat during the same period of time. Electrolytes are defined as inorganic salts dissolved in both intracellular and extracellular fluid. Important electrolytes include potassium, magnesium, phosphate, sulfate, bicarbonate, sodium, chloride, and hydrogen. Electrolytes carry both negative and positive electrical charges, which affect the bioelectrical status of cells. They regulate intracellular fluid volume, control the pH of cells, and modulate fluid exchange within various fluid compartments, allowing for a constant, well-regulated exchange of nutrients and waste products between the cell and its external fluid environment. Electrolytes also affect nerve transmission, muscle action, and gland function. They maintain the permeability of the plasma membrane and regulate the acid and base qualities of body fluids and blood. They are lost primarily through sweat and urine. Excessive water and electrolyte loss can impair heat tolerance, reduce exercise performance, and induce severe cramps, causing exhaustion and even stroke. Electrolytes are substances that break up in solution to form charged particles or ions. They are called electrolytes because ions can conduct an electrical current. pH is the symbol for potens hydrogen and refers to the acidity of a solution. pH is measured on a scale between 0 to 14, with numbers below 7 referring to acid and numbers above 7 referring to alkaline or base. The pH of blood is carefully maintained at a constant alkaline pH between 7.35 and 7.45. Human saliva ranges between 6.35 to 6.85, whereas the gastric juice of the stomach has a pH value of about 1.2 to 3. Regulating the acid-base balance of the body involves the prevention of excess hydrogen ion concentration, coupled with the continuous formation of acidic waste generated through normal cell metabolism. All body fluids contain chemical buffer systems, such as bicarbonate, phosphate, protein, hemoglobin, and the body's alkaline reserve. These substances help maintain acid-base balance, and when stressed, are supported through respiration and kidney function. The effects of strenuous exercise lead to a temporary state of acidosis, caused mainly from increased carbon dioxide and the formation of lactic acid, which separates into lactate and hydrogen ions. As blood hydrogen ion or acid concentration increases, pH can drop to as low as 6.8 in the blood and in active muscle to 6.4 or lower. At a pH below 7, athletes may experience nausea, headache, dizziness, and muscle pain. A group of scientists from the Department of Sports Science, Loughborough University in the United Kingdom, examined the effects of ingesting a carbohydrate electrolyte solution on athletes on muscle glycogen utilization during 90 minutes of intermittent high-intensity running. This was compared to a placebo. The main finding of this study was that the amount of glycogen in muscle used during exercise was reduced by 22% when a carbohydrate electrolyte solution was consumed before and at frequent intervals during activity. The carbohydrate percentage was fixed at 6.9%. Intermittent high-intensity running involves running and walking at various intensities of effort and typifies the active pattern of many sports. Consuming a 68% carbohydrate solution reinforced with electrolytes and vitamin C can extend exercise capacity and delay muscle fatigue. Serum insulin and blood glucose concentration is maintained for longer periods, and blood lactate after 30 minutes of exercise is lower compared to a solution of water only. The objective of using any good electrolyte carbohydrate drink is to maximize fluid replacement to replenish electrolytes lost in sweat and sustain endurance by preventing a drop in glucose and insulin. Exceeding a carbohydrate percentage of 8% decreases gastric emptying rate, and drinking filtered water alone does not cover electrolyte loss. So any powder added to water should be carefully measured to ensure performance and replenishment. Athletes are encouraged to drink fluid at regular intervals to replace water loss. preferably a beverage containing both carbohydrates and electrolytes. Fluid should be cooled, about 15 to 22 degrees centigrade, to help prevent excessive elevation of body core temperature, and flavored or sweetened to enhance palatability and fluid replacement. Most people prefer a chilled, well-tasting beverage to plain water. The actual amount of fluid needed to rehydrate the body sufficiently in order to maintain an optimum state of euhydration for an active individual can be determined by measurement of total body weight immediately before and after exercise, and then subtracting the difference. Water losses due to sweating during exercise should be replaced at a rate equal to sweat rate. Athletes can also gauge their hydration status through observing their urine color. The 8-color scale developed at the Human Performance Laboratory and Department of Physiology and Neurobiology, University of Connecticut, includes colors ranging from very pale yellow, number 1, to brownish green, number 8. When a very pale yellow or pale yellow color is achieved, body mass will be within 1% of a well-hydrated baseline. Urine color and urine-specific gravity are both strongly correlated. Think of electrolytes as conductors of electromagnetic energy flowing through the body. Minerals are difficult to obtain, and many athletes are either deficient in potassium, zinc, manganese, and magnesium, or consume inadequate quantities in relation to biochemical demands imposed on their bodies through training. This can lead to symptom patterns clustered with fatigue, impaired glucose metabolism, muscle weakness, cramping, abdominal pain, adrenal exhaustion, and headaches. As a general rule, always consume at least 1 liter of water per workout to compensate for water loss. And whatever you do, don't rely on thirst. Rely on science and the power of your brain. Well, that's it for this segment of Sports Nutrition Update. Thanks for listening, and remember, the new sports nutrition is a consciousness that emphasizes health of mind and body over athletic performance alone, and integrates both fitness and nutrition with equal devotion and practice.